Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We are joined by State Senator Rob Ort. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Lots going on in Albany, but the number one thing is this budget. And again, seems like we're not going to get the budget on time. What's going on?
Yeah, no, there's probably no chance we get a budget on time. Now, of course, as your listeners probably know, most people's definition of on time and Albany's definition of on time have never really been aligned. But this year, the way Easter falls, the budget would actually have to be done early, and I don't know if that's ever happened. Certainly in my lifetime, and I don't think it's going to happen this year. We would have to have it done essentially this week, like this Thursday or Friday, Good Friday, and I don't see that happening. No doubt there'll be some kind of an extender, probably passed on Thursday. We'll adjourn for Easter, you know, weekend, and then be back the week after. But right now you got the governor's budget proposed at $232 billion. The state Senate one house budget bill is $13 billion more than the governor has proposed to spend. That additional spending comes from new taxes. I think $7 billion in new taxes. The bottom line right now is, you know, we've started budget negotiations, but what people need to know is when you look at all the polls and you talk to people across the state of New York and you hear about the affordability issue, New Yorkers, you know, they're screaming about new assessments. They're screaming about new taxes. Why? Because people can't afford, with inflation, with everything that's gone on over the years, New York State is absolutely an unaffordable state for most working people, for a lot of people. That's why they're leaving. And this budget does nothing to address affordability. If spending more money made New York more affordable, then we'd be the most affordable state in the country. But that's obviously not the case. You hear about the migrant crisis, the illegal alien invasion here in New York. This budget does nothing. In fact, it spends $2.3 billion to New York City to help with the migrant crisis, which, of course, is only going to further exacerbate it. No change in the sanctuary policies. It does nothing about crime. The Senate and Assembly took out the governor's retail theft task force, just a group of people to even look at why retail theft is on the rise. That was removed. And, you know, I could go on and on about all the things that this budget does not do to address sort of the real issues. There's a housing crisis going on in New York. There's squatters taking over people's homes, and Senate Democrats want to pass good cause eviction, which would create tenancy for life, essentially, and further erode private property rights. So all of the problems facing the state of New York, this budget either fails to address at this point, or it would exacerbate those things. So, you know, some real challenges as we go through this budget. But to think we're going to have an on-time budget, I'll just I'll ruin the end of the movie for you. It's going to be a late budget by at least a couple of days, if not a couple of weeks.
Now, I want to get to the squatter issue. We will later on. But you were quoted on CBS6 in Albany talking about the budget cuts. You said Governor Hochul is cutting funding for our schools while at the same time spending billions of dollars on gift cards and free housing for illegal immigrants. What do the education cuts look like in the proposed budget?
So in her budget, she reduces the amount of money going to largely to rural and suburban school districts, which, of course, you know, in my Senate district, most of my Senate districts would qualify as rural or suburban districts. You know, to give you an example, you know, North Tonawanda in the governor's budget would be losing well over $1 million. The Newfane School District would be losing, you know, close to $1 million. And so most of the funding seems to be redirected or you know, going towards large city school districts, of course, you know, New York City, Buffalo, Rochester, Yonkers. And look, we can have a conversation, and I'm always happy to have a conversation about what we spend per student in New York, because it is higher, if not than every state. It's certainly higher than most states. And when you're doing that, you need to make sure you're getting the return on investment. And there's real arguments you can make about how we spend money and how we educate kids here in New York. But the reality is, at the same time the governor's cutting education funding, she's giving out $2.3 billion to those who are not citizens. You know, she's giving $2.3 billion. It'll be $4.3 billion in 2 years to the city of New York to address this illegal alien crisis that they have fostered and created with sanctuary city policies and sanctuary state policies. So it's hard to, you know, to suffer a cut to what we would call critical things: education, healthcare, infrastructure. The governor cut $100 million from upstate infrastructure at the same time spending again $2.3 billion towards illegal aliens. The Senate One House is putting $1.6 million so that people can visit their convicted loved ones, you know, wherever they may be in the state, in prison, $1.6 million so they can take a bus or get some kind of travel paid for by taxpayers to go see their you know, family member or whoever is behind bars. So these are seem to be the priorities of Democrats, whether it be at the executive level or in the legislature. And the priorities that should be there, education, healthcare, public safety, infrastructure, those do not seem to be where the focus should be. And of course, who pays all those taxes? You and I and everyday legal resident American New Yorkers. And that is just that does not seem to be the focus point of the Democratic Party in New York State today.
So that money that's put aside to help deal with the illegal immigrant crisis here in New York State, is that to go toward more hotels like we're seeing here in Amherst? None of that money's to maybe get them back home, get them, you know, out of the country?
I can promise you that the money is not intended to get them out of the country or even just out of the state. It is absolutely to provide housing. It is absolutely going to be used to provide transportation to other parts of the state. And obviously, in some cases, it could just be used to provide, to offset the cost that the city of New York is paying for these folks. Without doing anything, you know, the governor, any governor, has a lot of leverage when the budget comes around, because a lot of times, you know, when it comes to like a city like New York and they're looking for money, one of the things past governors have done on a wide range of issues, you just say, okay, you want this money, but you got to make some changes if you want to get this funding, right? And so the governor should use this opportunity at the minimum to demand that New York City change the very policies that are in place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Driving 175,000 illegal aliens into the city of New York, into the state of New York. We talk about Lake and Riley, who was killed in Georgia by an illegal alien who was here in New York, who was arrested in New York, and who only was in Georgia because of New York's laws, which prevent local law enforcement from even notifying federal immigration authorities that someone that they've picked up, that they've arrested, is in the country or maybe in the country illegally. Those are New York laws. We are specifically protecting not only those who are here illegally, but protecting those who are here illegally who then break our laws once they're here. We are shielding them. We are providing a sanctuary for those individuals instead of providing a sanctuary for Lake and Riley and people like that. So, that is something that our conference has called on, that if we're going to spend any additional money, to the migrant crisis, there need to be changes. Those changes have not been forthcoming. The governor, the legislature are not interested in making those changes. I had a conversation with the governor last week, 2 weeks ago, in person about this. It was, civil, but it did not. We did not get to a agreed upon solution on this issue. I think she intends to make it a political issue. I can assure you we do as well. But it's unfortunate that we can't even agree. We should be protecting legal, New Yorkers who reside here, who pay taxes here, over those who are coming here illegally, that we should be providing funding for infrastructure and schools and healthcare for New Yorkers instead of providing gift cards and housing and transportation for those who are not. So that just seems to be one of the real big divides, both in the budget and I think in New York and probably across the country.
The state Senate passed the HEAT Act on Tuesday by a vote of 40-22. Remind us what the HEAT Act is.
So the HEAT Act essentially is another one of these great ideas that have come out of the Climate Leadership and Protection Act, the Climate Action Council, the same group of people who brought you the end, or at least the beginning of the end, of your gas stove last year, as you may recall. The same folks are now bringing, continuing their efforts to end natural gas infrastructure in New York. And what this law would do is, right now, when you build a new home, let's say, or a new subdivision, if you are within, I think it's 100 feet of a natural gas line, you would be hooked up for no cost. It was essentially the gas company would subsidize the cost of hooking you up so that you would have, gas to heat your home and cook your food or whatever it might be. This law would end that. It would say that you would have to, the homeowner would have to pay for that hookup, which of course is considerable. And that's the point. They want to make it considerable so instead of getting natural gas, you would be forced to go to full electric. So really the intent here is to cut off future customers of natural gas. So basically National Fuel or whomever would be basically cut off. If you are a customer today and you have natural gas, that's one thing, but you would not be able to grow your customer base, because obviously that is going to result in the death of the planet. If you listen to Senator Liz Krueger or other alarmist Democrats when it comes to climate policy, environmental policy, what this is really going to do is again, it's going to drive up people's energy costs, We're going to move more people onto the electric grid, even though the grid can't handle the load currently reliably, and it's going to make it more unreliable. But again, you are making it more costly to own a home, to live in New York, to heat your home. That directly, make no mistake, Joe, that is the intention of this bill. And people like Liz Krueger, who live in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, very wealthy individual, could not be more out of touch with the average needs of people in Western New York and probably across the state of New York, to be very honest with you. She feels that by increasing people's costs, by making it more costly, that is simply the price we all have to pay for a better planet. She really believes it. Many of her colleagues really believe it. I believe there was, and I'm not sure what the vote was, there were a couple Democrats that voted against the bill, one of whom may be here in Western New York. I don't recall that specifically, but even some Democrats voted no on this law, which I think tells you that even some Democrats realize this is a bad policy, harmful policy for their constituents.
We are speaking with the minority leader in the state Senate, Rob Ort, on the Trocar College live line. Senator, you mentioned it earlier, the squatters situation in New York State. It's been getting national attention, and the state wants to do even more?
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is, again, this is, you know, and we've seen this before, right? We've seen this with the illegal immigrant crisis coming into New York. What happens is that meets with other bad policies. So we've seen it where the cashless bail, right, the catch and release criminal justice laws that we have here have then merged with the illegal immigrant crisis that we have. So you have folks who are not here illegally assaulting a police officer or committing other crimes, and they're released on a desk appearance ticket because they can't be held under the state's cashless bails laws, which, of course, you know, these folks are the definition of a flight risk because they're not here legally and they leave. They go to California. They go to Georgia, where they then are free to commit other crimes or other infractions and victimize other people. In this situation, you have illegal immigrants coming here. Obviously, they don't have permanent homes or residences in a lot of cases. And now you have New York laws where under tenancy protection laws that, you know, were passed, I think, potentially, you know, out of the COVID crisis, where if you're in a place for 30 days or more, you are considered, you know, a tenant there, and you cannot be tossed out without going to housing court. I've seen, you know, there was a woman who changed the locks on people living in her home, and she was arrested. I mean, it's unbelievable. And of course, Democrats want to pass good cause eviction, which essentially would create tenancy for life. It would make it impossible to for any reason, the end of a lease, the end of a contract, non-payment, it would be very challenging to remove someone from your property, be it your home or a duplex or an apartment building that you own. And that's because there are some folks on the far left from New York City and other places who simply do not believe that you should be a landlord. They don't believe that you should own any other home besides the one you live in yourself, and that everybody has a right to a home. Regardless of whether they pay for it, they built it, zero. They just have a right to be to a home. And so, you know, if you get into a place, whether it be an apartment, a home, whatever, and you're there for a certain amount of time, you cannot be evicted unless you go to housing court, which, of course, can take months or even over a year. And that's what's happening in New York. It's becoming a national storyline, a national joke, and Democrats seem to be doubling down on this policy in this budget, as a matter of fact. And that'll be one of the big fights on the housing front, is this good cause eviction, tenancy for life, even though we're seeing national storylines of people taking over someone's home. And you can't get rid of them without taking that person to court.
Oh, I know one. I know one topic I'm going to use when I fill in for Bowerly this week. Last thing, we in December there was the commission on reparations that was approved. Where are we with that in New York State?
So this commission is in the current Senate One House budget. It's funded at $10 million. Now, to be put that in perspective, the redistricting commission, which was in charge of drawing congressional and Senate and assembly lines, you know, depending on, you know, basically determining who represents the people of New York, that was funded at $1 million. The Reparations Commission is being funded at $10 million. I have no idea what that money is actually going to be used for. The Democrats, and during the debate in the One House, could not explain that. But two of the members who were put on there, they have made some really, really troubling racist social media posts, despite the governor saying that it's a collection of very qualified and talented individuals. Two of these individuals made comments basically blaming white people for global warming, saying that, you know, it would be colored or black folks who would end global warming. Then there was another individual that made comments saying that Israel would have no peace and that didn't have a right to exist unless there were two states. And then also that very much defund the police, anti-police rhetoric. These are just two of the individuals who are on there. Both were appointed by the Speaker of the Assembly, Speaker Carl Hastie. The Republican leaders, myself, Leader Barkley in the Assembly, did not have an appointment to this commission. But these are the individuals who apparently are going to make recommendations to the legislature on reparations, on how the state should atone for slavery, even though slavery, ended during the Civil War, and it cost the lives and blood of hundreds of thousands of Americans. We're still doing this divisive commission, which only serves to continue to make race an issue for Democrats. But these are the individuals that have been appointed, radical, hateful people, racist, quite frankly, to be very blunt. And if it was reversed, if these were my appointees to a commission who made similar comments, maybe towards African-Americans or towards any other minority group, you can bet that the pressure on me to remove those individuals would be immense. And yet, with the exception of a few media outlets, no one is talking about this, which is just, to me, disgusting and ridiculous that these individuals are going to be making decisions and recommendations about reparations. Clearly, they have racist and hateful anti-American, anti-police, anti-Semitic views, and they have no business being on this commission.
State Senator Rob Ort, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.